Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. This week we're studying the story of Jonah. Yes, the guy who got swallowed by a big fish. We're looking at that story where he was given a particular job to do by God and he ran the other way, forcing God to intervene. Now Jonah's considered a prophet, somebody who was given a particular task to speak and act for God directly. He fits in the Bible in a section of prophets. And although we've put his week after we studied Isaiah, he actually would have been active and alive before Isaiah. It just kind of worked out this way in terms of our challenge series. But in terms of when we think Jonah was around, it was around the mid-700s BC, shortly before the prophet Isaiah would have been active, even though we studied him last week. So here's the story of Jonah.
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it, to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God. And they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship, and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give thought to us, that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid, and they said to him, "What is this you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do, that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea, then the sea will quiet down for you. For I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they called out to the Lord, "O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
Now the first thing I want you to note is how the Bible says this was a great fish. I know all your children's stories probably showed a great big whale, and that's how many of us envision it, because it's kind of what it sounds like, a big fish swallowing somebody. But the Bible does say big fish, it doesn't say whale, so we'll just have to run with that. We don't know exactly what this was and exactly how this happened, but the Bible tells the story of a great fish, so that's the language I'm going to use from now on, not a whale. So here we see Jonah getting a very specific direct call from God to go and preach to the people of Nineveh. Now this would have scared him, and you see that in the way he reacts. He runs away. Because the people of Nineveh were notorious sinners, they rebelled against God quite actively, and he was asked to go and tell them that, to go tell them they were grievously sinning against God and to change their ways before it was too late. So naturally, Jonah was afraid. This is like going right into the lion's den here. He's on a suicide mission as far as he knows, and he's terrified. So we can kind of appreciate why Jonah might have been a little apprehensive about following through on God's mission. Now, it doesn't seem like he had any doubt that this was a direct calling from God. He seems quite aware that this is the real deal. This wasn't just a hallucination. That's why he runs the other way, because he's afraid now of the people of Nineveh, and he's afraid of God, because he knows that he's actively denying God's call on his life. The people of Nineveh, he also knew, weren't going to be friendly to a Jew coming and telling them that they were a problem for his God. They didn't get along normally with Jews, and they especially wouldn't get along with a Jew who wanted to come and tell them what to do. So Jonah naturally ran the other direction. He went down to the harbor, caught the first boat he could find in the opposite direction of where he was being sent, Nineveh. And he tried to get as far from God and as far from God's calling and as far from Nineveh as he could. So God needed to intervene. It seems like this was an important enough task. It was important to him that Jonah do it. It was important to him that it gets done. And so God intervened. Now, I asked you yesterday to imagine the ways God might intervene when somebody's running away from a task he thinks is important. Did you come up with God sending a great big storm and then sending a fish to swallow the guy that he wants to save? Probably not, but that's what happened in this story. If you did come up with that, it's probably because you already knew this story. But regardless, it's a story we're going to study, and we'll see a little bit more of it tomorrow. We'll see what happened next. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to consider. So here's your question for today. What do you think Jonah did while he was sitting there in the belly of this fish for a few days? What do you think he did, and what do you think was going to happen next? So there's your question. Have a great discussion with your small group, who I hope you're meeting with regularly by now. If you haven't been, start thinking about who you can invite. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.